Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Pete, let's just to remind folks, not that after 45 years or whatever it is, we need to tell you what Tom freaking Skilling sounds like. Our Michael Piff, one of the behind-the-scenes very valuable employees at WGN Radio, is walking around with a T-shirt that I think he got in Andersonville at one of the gift shop. It says Chicago's very own Tom freaking Skilling on it. I'm not sure that kind of contraband is legal. I mean, it's not a Channel 9 shirt. We didn't get any of that action.
Nope.
But somebody else is trading on Tom's name.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what Tom sounds like.
We're back to an El Nino pattern, which features jet streams that blow in off the Pacific, and they've latched onto three weather systems. This is the one lifting at us tonight with rain and...
Okay. Mike, you're on WGN Radio. Let's hear your best Tom Skilling, please.
Yes, we have mesocyclones in our area and tightly packed isobars.
There you go. Thank you for the call. Stay there. Tim, you're on WGN. Your best Tom Skilling, please.
Hey, John, you got a difference in temperature today, 50 degrees, I think it is, caused by the isobars connecting the connecting points of equal pressure generated from sea level pressure reports.
Thank you, Tim. There's your isobars.
I love the isobars.
You wanted isobars. You're getting isobars. Rich, you're on WGN. You're Tom Skilling, please.
Hi, this is Tom Skilling from the WGN Weather Center. We have a high pressure system coming down from the Dakotas, and it's going to reach Chicago very soon. And we're going to have some nice weather today.
Stay there, Rich. This is Aaron. You're on WGN. Your best Tom Skilling, Aaron.
Well, my word, John. But Bill Schneider and I last night really saw some real wild weather patterns in the area. It was really remarkable. The Doppler patterns were just unbelievable for my last evening.
That's enough, Aaron. Thank you.
I like her the best so far.
Ron, yeah. You're on WGN. Your best Tom Skilling, Ron.
Sarah Ginger and I have been working on some isobars, lemon and strawberry. We do have a mango. It's pretty good.
All right, that's enough from you. Thank you. All right, who wins? Let's all vote. I say Aaron on line four.
I say Aaron, maybe not the most accurate, but the right spirit.
Yeah, and the right, kind of pausing a little bit there. Yeah.
God bless you all. You all captured something about Skilling we love. But Aaron, we're going to give you the prize this time, Aaron.
Well, thank you, guys. That was fun.
Okay. Well, it was for us, too. So hold on. Talk to producer
Pete. My word.
Yes, you're done, Aaron. So we'll get you an American Weather Makers, the 60-Minute Men, heating and air conditioner. Do I have it here, producer Pete? Yeah, thank you. I'll read it the way it's
We'll need that now that we don't have Tom. We need that.
Well, here it is, a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. We'll give you the desktop weather station, okay?
Thank you.
We're off to a good start. 312-981-7200. Bob, this was your idea, and it was a pretty good one.
The Skilling off.
So just so you kind of get your brain set to how you do Tom Skilling, this is how you do Tom Skilling.
We're back to an El Nino pattern, which features jet streams that blow in off the Pacific, and they've latched onto three weather systems. This is the one lifting at us tonight with rain and freezing rain.
You get the idea. He does have a style, doesn't he? Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy was on with us earlier today. At the end of the conversation, I asked him if he could do a... Tom Skilling.
The forecast in Congress is stormy, with a chance of sun maybe towards the end of the week.
Hey, John Williams. I love when you have Raja on. He's so informative, has a great sense of humor. I love he went along with your request to imitate Tom Skilling, and it wasn't bad. Okay, let's see what you got. 312-981-7200. Jim, let's hear your Tom Skilling. You're on the air.
Hi, John. Hi. Hi, Bob. Hi, Steve. Boy, that was a fast moving, but
Okay, well, we'll leave it at that.
That was decent. It had Tom-ness to it.
Gary, you're on WGN. Your Tom Skilling sounds like what?
Hey, geez, John, thanks for having me on here. Your last day, I'm so excited, but I thought I was going to retire. But yesterday, I mean, it was crazy. There was hail and everything. The birds didn't know which way they're going. They're going north, south. I was just crazy. But thanks to you and Terry Savage, I got enough money to retire. Thanks a lot, John. Love you, man.
That's Tom Skilling with maybe an extra cup of coffee. This is Keith. You're on WGN. Hi, Keith.
Hey, John, how you doing? You know, last night we saw rain and thunderstorms, and now today with the gusty winds, you can see the isobars, how they compacted, and tonight we're expecting some sprinkles.
All right, that'll be enough. Thank you, Keith. It's your turn. Brad, you're on WGN.
Well, thanks, John, for having me. I'd like to just give you a quick update and forecast for my future. I'm going to be in Alaska. I'm going up there. I'm going to get the windows wide open on the cabin. We're going to sit there. I've got a giant bed. We're going to have Micah, Paul Conrad, everyone from the weather desk. We're going to be in there, let the cold breeze blow across. It's going to be amazing. Chicago, thank you for all you've done.
Okay, stay there, Brad. Bob, you're on WGN. Let's hear your Tom Skilling.
Well, John, shiver me timbers and tickle me Elmo. Boy, I'll tell you, it's been 46 wonderful years here at WGN. And, boy, what a wonderful homage to my forecasting last night. All four seasons, John, in a 24-hour period out west, there were tornadoes. And, boy, that lightning. You know, John, I loved media, being a weatherman for my whole life. And
hold on, Bob.
You know,
Bob, hold on. Hold on, Bob. It's over.
I think he was the best.
Bob won.
Yeah. Shiver me timbers and tickle me Elmo. That I don't think Tom Skilling would say that, but it sounded like Tom Skilling.
Skilling is turning over in his studio having heard that.
The weather desk.
But I think he gets it. We got room for one more. Okay. Bob, you're the odds on favor, but let's hear Kevin. You're on WGN. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, you know, you guys are just the best there at WGN. And people ask me what I'm going to do in my retirement. You know what? I'm talking with Spike Odell the other day, and we're going to go into the tavern business. And he talked about this years and years ago. He said he thought we should call it the Isobar. So I'm just really enthused about that. When I get back from Hawaii, we're going to get together, and we're going to come up with a plan.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. I still think Bob's was better.
Kevin's had a speed joke built in.
I know. I was going to say bonus points for the laugh, but
I give him points for that.
All right, Bob, you win. Congratulations, Bob. We're going to send you the American Weathermakers desktop weather station. They're the 60-minute men. How does that sound?
Boy, I'll tell you, that's great, John.
All right. Never mind. Hold on. You win. That's the kind of guy who's doing that all day. Hey,
can't
honey,
switch off.
I was just on the radio with John Williams. It's just, honey, stop it. Stop it already.